coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
It's the state semifinals, the last Friday of the high school hoop campaign. Today we come to you first from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. It's Class 3A as the Royal Valley Panthers have already made school history and look to continue this magical season in their first ever boys' state basketball semifinal game in school history, and now trying to advance to the championship. The Royal Valley boys with a record of 23-1 on the season. Today we'll take on Southeast of Saline, with the winner advancing to the championship tomorrow afternoon here in Hutchinson, and the loser playing for third place, a consolation prize tomorrow. Good afternoon, fans. With studio engineer Kurt Kilman, I'm Justin Pluke, courtside here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Royal Valley and Southeast of Saline, the other two teams alive in this 3A boys bracket, are Heston and TMP. They're the number 2 and the number 3 seed. Heston, of course, is the defending 3A boys state tournament champions, and Hayes TMP was third at the state tournament last year as well, as TMP picked up a double overtime win on Wednesday over Galena in the opening round. Royal Valley got by Girard in the opening round. That final score was 60-56 on Wednesday. The Panthers stayed here in Hutchinson. I had a chance to visit with Coach Brown about what Royal Valley did with all their time yesterday, and also a little preview of today's matchup against Southeast of Saline. So we'll jump to that next with second-year head coach Chris Brown and Royal Valley getting ready to take on Southeast of Saline here in the Class 3A state semifinals. We're live from Hutch on FM 103.9 KNZA and also broadcasting worldwide and free online. Click listen live at msesports.net.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
With our DSB Connect digital banking, you can freely move money to other people and other accounts, just like those big name apps. Use our P2P to instantly send money to another person, and use our reliable bill pay service to pay your companies.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Colorectal cancer is one of the leading causes of cancer in the United States. However, if caught early, colon cancer is highly treatable. I'm Dr. Marcus Weiser with Community Healthcare System, and March is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. Colon cancer is often silent, which is why regular colonoscopies are so important. Don't wait. Call Community Healthcare System today to schedule your colonoscopy in Onega, Holton, or St. Mary's. Screening could save your life. Community Healthcare System in Onega, enriching the health and lives of the people we serve.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
KNZA.
Welcome back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena, Class 3A State Basketball with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke getting set for Royal Valley against Southeast of Saline. The Royal Valley boys beat the Girard Trojans on Wednesday by 4 points and now take on the Trojans of Southeast of Saline. Southeast of Saline Trojans are 21 wins and 3 losses. They won their opening round state game Wednesday over Osage City by a final score of 62-53. Just 3 losses for this Trojan team, and they're all the clubs that are in the state tournament. They lost to Heston and Hugoton, who both made this 3A state tournament, and also lost to Hillsboro, who's in the 2A state tournament in Manhattan. Southeast of Saline cruising through their sub-state. They were the top seed, and they beat Council Grove in the championship last Saturday night, 71-48. Of course, Royal Valley's done that as well. They set their starters in the fourth quarter of all of their sub-state games with a running clock and a lead of more than 30 points last week. Southeast of Saline, coached by Bryson Flax, longtime head coach for the Southeast of Saline Trojans, as they'll be the visitors coming in as the number 4 seed against number 1 seed Royal Valley, the home team in the white uniforms. Southeast of Saline, same school colors as Royal Valley. They have on the dark purple uniforms with the white numerals and letters. So both sides of the Hutchinson Sports Arena are packed with purple here today. We mentioned we had a chance to visit with Coach Chris Brown. So yesterday, the team went bowling for a little over a couple hours. They stayed here in Hutch after winning on Wednesday afternoon. And we'll talk about how bowling went and some of the other things the Panthers did. But first, we need to step away as they're getting ready to sing the national anthem here in Hutchinson. So we'll take one more pregame timeout, come back to share our visit with Coach Chris Brown, and then we'll also have the starting lineups and the opening tip with the winner moving on to the 3A Boys State Championship tomorrow. You're listening to 3A State Basketball here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
We're more relationship-focused versus just looking for a blemish on a credit score.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
At Farmers State Bank, we really get to know the customers that we have. We know their financial goals. This really allows us to be more relationship-focused.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ireland Custom Exhausts has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family. Business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
It's tax time again. That means it's the right time to plan ahead for your future, your retirement future. Hi, this is Troy at GN Bank. Stop by any of our GN Bank locations and let us help you prepare for your retirement plans by opening a traditional or Roth IRA. Remember, the 2021 IRA contribution deadline is Friday, April 15th, 2022. Our GN Bank staff is trained and ready to help you understand your IRA investment options. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Member FDIC.
...103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Kurt Kilman. I'm Justin Fluke, courtside at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. southeast of Saline against Royal Valley. We were talking about our visit with head coach Chris Brown prior to tip-off today. So Royal Valley went bowling yesterday. I said, who's the best bowler on your team? And turns out that is Ethan Nooner, a 5'11 junior for Royal Valley. Coach Brown said it was mainly a competition between us coaches, though, as who the best bowler really was. But apparently there was all kinds of other arcade and activities for Royal Valley to enjoy. They got up, had a team breakfast, tried to have a normal routine and schedule yesterday. They got a good practice in here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena in one of the secondary gyms yesterday. And, of course, watched some game film and spent time preparing for this matchup today against the Southeast Saline Trojans. Coach says a couple really good players, number one and number two, are the top guys for Southeast of Saline. That 6'4 junior Eli Sawyers averaging 17 points a game, and also 6'2 junior Nakari Moracle Palmer, who averages 13 points and 8 rebounds per game. So those two guys are weapons. There's no seniors on this roster for Southeast of Saline, but obviously very good with only three losses to three teams that are at the state tournaments elsewhere and here in Hutch this year. The rest of the starting lineups besides Sawyer and Palmers include Drake Augustine, a 5'10 junior who plays the point guard position, 5'10 senior Daniel Kerr, and also starting is 6'1 junior Luke Gebhardt, who had a big 13-point game in the opening round win over Osage City on Wednesday night for Southeast of Saline. So Gebhardt, Augustine, Kerr, Sawyers, and Moracle Palmer. We'll probably refer to him a lot by his first name today. That's Nakari. A little easier than the abbreviated last name for the Trojans. For Royal Valley, their starters the same as it's been all year. In the backcourt, Jake Kelly, a 5'11 senior, joined by four guys that all average in double-digit scoring. Nogswa Wasik, the 6'5 senior, coming off a 30-point game on Wednesday. He's in the backcourt along with Mason Thomas on the wing, a 6'5 senior. And inside for Royal Valley, Brady Klotz, a 6'6 senior, and K.J. Miller, a 6'4 senior, rounding out the Panther 5 senior starting lineup. No seniors for Southeast of Saline. Royal Valley 23-1. Since that one loss to Holton, they've won 8 consecutive games. And they win the opening tip. We're underway here in Hutchinson. Royal Valley and the home whites, they lob it down low, and an easy bucket for Brady Klotz, as the Panthers need just a couple seconds to get a couple points up on the board. Southeast of Saline, a team like Royal Valley that likes to play in transition, likes to be quick with the basketball, moving it up and down. Panthers in their 1-3-1 zone. Southeast of Saline surely expected that as they look over the defense. The Trojans in their road purple uniforms going right to left here in the first half. Daniel Kerr, this ball kicked out of bounds by Royal Valley. Rolls to the other end, and Southeast of Saline will keep the possession. Panthers leading 2-0 on a quick basket by Brady Klotz at 6'6". And with K.J. Miller and Noggs and Thomas, all 6'5", pretty big in size advantage for Royal Valley. Not as big of an advantage as they had against Girard, as 6'1", 6'2", 6'4", in the starting lineup here for Southeast of Saline. Cutter through the lane. This pass goes through the hands, though, of Drake Augustine, and it's turned over by Southeast of Saline. Here's the Panthers again feeding it down, though. It's K.J. Miller this time, missing a bunny. Battle for the rebound goes to the Trojans. And now ball batted away on the far side into the Royal Valley bench. To the left, as I said, at midcourt, looking across the way. 2-0 Royal Valley, but twice they've been able to get it down to the low block, something they didn't do enough of, according to Coach Brown, against Girard. That was really a half-court slow game. Royal Valley only forced 4 turnovers and didn't get much in transition, but they did make 23 out of 26 free throws on Wednesday to win that game in advance. Now, ball knocked free away from Luke Gebhardt, but he gets it back, finds Nakari, and it's off Jake Kelly, looking to the baseline, out of bounds. Again, Southeast of Saline will keep it. 6:33 to go here in the first quarter. Panthers already have forced a turnover here today. First of a couple games on 103.9 KNZA for State Boys semifinal action today. Later tonight at 8 p.m. we'll have the Valley Falls Boys in Manhattan as they will be playing in their 2A state semifinal. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound tipped a few times. Southeast gets it. It's Kerr. Shot off the window and in. Kerr scores, and we're tied at 2. Panthers in great position there. The ball just pinballed off a few hands and wound up to Kerr, who shot it in for Southeast of Saline. Now Miller down low, comes across the lane. He missed another bunny, gets his own rebound. Now KJ gets it to Klotz, extended on the left wing, while Wussett gets a touch after his 30-point performance on Wednesday here in Hutchinson. Wawasik leading the Panthers, averaging now nearly 20 points per game. Sends it over to Kelly, who fakes a three. Miller at the high post. Nothing down low. KJ gets double-teamed and threw it away over the head of Thomas into the Southeast of Saline bench. And that's the first turnover against the Panthers. So tied 2-2, 5.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Winner gets either Heston or TMP Hayes. 4 o'clock is the state title game here in 3A for the boys tomorrow in Hutch. Augustine with some dribbling. Wawasik atop the 1-3-1 zone. Miller in the middle for Royal Valley. Klotz here on the near wing and Thomas on the opposite side. Kelly working the baseline. Double team in the corner. And it's out off Royal Valley as they had Daniel Kerr trapped there. Starting 5 out there for both teams. But the Trojans will go quite a bit deeper down their bench. They'll play at least 9 guys probably here in the state semifinal today. Royal Valley typically a couple guys deep off the bench. Here's another deflection by Royal Valley, and they get the steal. Kelly then threw it to Klotz, who wasn't looking for it. Players dive on the floor, and Thomas winds up with the basketball for Royal Valley. Second turnover on Southeast of Saline. Thomas, no look, kick out. Here's a three. Klotz, ring it up! Brady K from downtown. He's got all 5 points for Royal Valley. And a nice kick-out dime by Thomas puts the Panthers on top by 3. Here's Augustine in trouble without the dribble. He dishes over to Nakari. Nakari driving baseline, cut off by Kelly. Now lobs it in the paint, stolen away. Klotz to Wawasik in transition. Off the third Trojan turnover. Knox pulls up. Three-pointer, bingo! Knox Wawasik with another three-point basket. And Royal Valley with 6 quick points, leading 8-2. Panthers get another steal. Here's Wawasik, one-on-one with Nakari, and he missed the layup but did get fouled. Going strong to the left side. 4 turnovers now against Southeast of Saline. And this is the game Royal Valley wants to play. Up-tempo, high energy. And a couple made three-point baskets, which they only hit 1-for-10 in the first half here in Hutch on Wednesday. Free throw good for Knox. It's the first 5 games of the season for Royal Valley. Joined him in January and picked up right where this Panther team left off a year ago. 20-4, made their first ever state basketball tournament appearance on the guys' side, but lost in the opening round at Rock Creek. Now this year getting to play in Hutch. They have their first state tournament win. That came Wednesday by 4 points against Girard. And now they have a 10-2 lead over Southeast of Saline. 3-pointer by Gebhardt, no good. High for the rebound goes K.J. Miller. Now into the hands of Wawasik. Half of the first quarter gone by. Panthers have scored 8 straight points and have the basketball. The home team in white moving left to right here on across your radio dial. Miller over to Thomas. Klotz across the lane. He's covered up. Wawasik flashes. He'll set a pick. Now Kelly down low to Miller. KJ driving underneath. And he traveled. Little bunny hop there. It's turnover number 2 on Royal Valley. Timeout taken by Trojan head coach Bryson Flax. With Royal Valley on an 8-0 run, the timeout comes with 3:33 to go here in the first quarter. Royal Valley up 10-2. Our timeouts today brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack just west of Whiting, and online at popcorngifts.net. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wegg's Feed and ADM Alliance Nutrition in Holton and Hoyt has the products you need for your livestock operation. From liquid feed to mineral and feed tubs for cattle and horses. Wegg's Feed and ADM Alliance Nutrition in Holton and Hoyt. Proud to support local schools and student athletes.
Prairie Band One Stop is your one-stop shop along Highway 75 just north of Mayetta. Stop by for fuel or a wide selection of food and drink options featuring PT's coffee and Native American themed items for sale. Stop by and visit Prairie Band One Stop just north of Mayetta off Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Hutchinson with studio engineer Kirk Kilman. Justin Fluke with you. Clock moving after a Southeast of Saline timeout. Royal Valley ahead 10-2. Nakari, Moracle, Palmer Now they get it on the left side of the lane to Sawyers, and a foul. K.J. Miller didn't quite think so, but that's the first foul against Royal Valley. Nearly 5 minutes in, K.J. Miller picks up the personal. Panthers are 2-for-2 from the free throw line, and now the Trojans will attempt. Eli Sawyers had 22 points in their win over Osage City on Wednesday here in Hutch. Sawyers made 4 of 6 free throws in that game, but he misses his first one here this afternoon. Mentioned coming up tonight at 8 o'clock on 103.9. It'll be the Valley Falls Boys against the St. Mary's Bears. Live from Manhattan here on KNZA. Second free throw, Sawyers. This one no good. Long. Rebounded by Klotz. One and done for Southeast for the most part. They did get one offensive rebound, which led to their only 2 points of this game. Here's Thomas on the low block. Good matchup against Drew Richardson, a 5'10 junior, trying to defend Mason Thomas, a 6'5 senior. And Mason fouled on the arm there. He will head to the free throw stripe to shoot two. Mason Thomas, a 67% free throw shooter. Royal Valley, very good as a team at the foul line. Thomas makes it. They're 3-for-3 today after going 23 out of 26. And they needed about all of those on Wednesday to advance. Coach Brown said after that game, we would have went 18 out of 26 and felt like that was pretty good. But if they went 18 out of 23, they would have lost that game. They needed the 23 makes from the stripe. And now it's a double-digit lead. Mason Thomas makes both free throws. 12-2, the advantage here for Royal Valley. Pull-up jumper, left elbow, Gerhart. This one is short. Rebound batted away from Kelly, but a foul over the back on the Trojans. Luke Gebhart will pick up the personal foul. That's his first and team foul number 3. And now Southeast of Saline going to come with some full-court pressure. Panthers have been really good at handling this. They got multiple guys that can do it. Mason Thomas then just had his pocket picked by Drew Richardson. Now the pass ahead to Sawyers, 3-on-1. And Walt Wasik just jumps out of the air and skies and scores up ahead to Klotz for the layup. Wow. It was 1-on-3. Actually, 3-on-1. Southeast of Saline had 3 guys. Walt Wasik, the only defender, just ripped that ball down out of the sky and found Klotz ahead in transition for the basket. Here's a triple by Kason Lilly who just checked in. That's no good. And then Klotz getting it to Wasik a bit too fast through the hands of Knox, and a turnover for Royal Valley. So Southeast of Saline will get it underneath their own basket. 5 turnovers already against the Trojans. Only 3 now on Royal Valley, including that one. Wasik got the dime. Klotz now has 7 points already. And Royal Valley has scored 12 straight points. They lead 14-2. Minute 50 left here in the first quarter. Tough turnaround on the baseline. Good by Eli Sawyers. Mason Thomas again will handle it against the pressure applied by Richardson. Breaks the 10-second line. Spins into the lane. Double teamed and a jump ball. That time Thomas may be trying to do just a little bit too much as the possession arrow favors the Trojans. Who will get it back, now trailing 14-4. So the 12-0 run by Royal Valley stopped a moment ago. Nakari into the half court with a pass to Luke Gebhart, nearly stolen by Thomas. Tried to save it in and did, off the foot of Gebhart and out of bounds. It's Panther basketball. Substitution for Royal Valley, Daniel Coleman, 6'3 junior, in for the first time. Drake Augustine checks back in for Southeast of Saline, who just committed their 6th turnover here in the first quarter. Royal Valley by 10. Wasik will be defended by Gebhart as he comes into the half court. The Emporia State Hornet signee off a screen, now defended by Sawyers. Wasik fakes the pass, takes the shot, banks it in. Making it look easy, Knox. Wasik, he and Klotz both have 7 points. That's good start for the Panthers. 1 minute to go here in the quarter. Hesitating after the fake pass. Now the shot missed by Nakari Moracle-Palmer. And then it was stolen by Southeast of Saline. A couple times Royal Valley's been caught off guard by that quick little full court pressure. But this time it's a foul on Southeast of Saline. And it's going to be personal number 2 against Luke Gebhard, who tried to steal it away from Wawesik. Foul number 4 on the Trojans, second personal on Gebhart. He goes to the bench. Daniel Kerr checks in. Nakari out there. Also, Caden Isaacson, a 5'11 junior, making his first appearance. And Drew Richardson and Drake Augustine are on the floor as well for Coach Flax. K.J. Miller going to get a quick little break here for Royal Valley. Final minute of this first quarter. Wawasik all the way by Nakari on the baseline. Pass to Coleman. Kelly over to Thomas. Thomas attacks and is fouled. And that's team foul number 5 against the Trojans. This one on Nakari Moracle Palmer. And that is his second personal foul. So two of the three key guys for Southeast of Saline settled with a couple personal fouls. Inbounds to Wawasik, missed a layup on the baseline. He was a bit too far underneath, moving quicker than he thought that time. He couldn't get the shot up and a chance to go in. Here's a three, far corner. Richardson, air ball long. Rebounded by Coleman. 30 seconds left in the first. 16-4 Royal Valley. Coach Brown with four fingers down. That's a four low set here as they clear it up top for Wawasik. Defended by Nakari, who has two fouls. Noggs pulls up for three. Missed the shot. Rebounded by Moracle Palmer. Into the half court from right to left. 12 seconds left. Panthers didn't hold for one there. Skip pass to Augustine. Now with 6 seconds to go. Royal Valley stayed in this 1-3-1 zone throughout. Skip pass back to Augustine. Fakes the three. 2 seconds left. Lets it fly outside the paint. Missed it. And that's the end of the first quarter. Royal Valley's led twice by 12. And at the end of 8 minutes, the Panthers on top 16-4 against Southeast of Saline. Class 3A High School State Tournament Basketball continues live from Hutch in 1 minute on FM 103.9 KNZA.
The Holton Mercantile is your everything and more store in downtown Holton. Formerly Kroger Variety, Holton Mercantile has a great variety of greeting cards, candy, seasonal, and holiday item gifts and toys. Plus, they do tuxedo rentals and have an old-fashioned soda fountain. Come shop Holton Mercantile, downtown Holton.
Hoyt Pallet Recycling is a family-owned local business that specializes in recycling used pallets into new shippable material. They service all of Northeast Kansas for your business's pallet and crating needs. With more than 20 years' experience, you can trust the dependability of Hoyt Pallet Recycling.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
KNZA.
Justin Flupak with you. Started the second quarter. Royal Valley boys off to a great start. A 16-4 lead over Southeast of Saline here in the state semifinals. Trayson Murata, 5'10 juniors, checked in for Royal Valley. Here's down low, Miller, and his shot rejected. Blocked by Caden Isaacson. Miller back in after getting a rest there at the end of the first frame. Now Daniel Kerr on the baseline, fouled. Hand check on the floor against Royal Valley, just their second personal foul. Trayson Murata picks up his first. Southeast of Saline with it. Down low, it's Sawyers, tough miss. Offensive board by Isaacson. He gets it to Sawyers. He missed again. Two good looks there by Sawyers after his 22-point game on Wednesday. Now the Panthers ahead to Klotzen, transition. He scores on another layup right side. Brady Klotz has 9. Royal Valley getting up and down today, something they couldn't do on Wednesday. Here's a 3 by Kerr. That swished in. Daniel Kerr with the first 3-point basket for Southeast of Saline, and that makes it 18-7. Wawasik, fancy dribbling through a double team, up and under, missed the bank shot. Rebound kept alive by KJ. His shot too strong off the window. Well, KJ's missed 3 or 4 pretty good looks. Now in transition, Southeast, and a layup by Caden Isaacson, who's played really well off the bench. And just like Royal Valley, Southeast of Saline saying, we can run a little bit. Our transition game, not all bad. Now 18-9, the score doubled up. 6.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Murata into Klotz, really wants the ball. Working hard, goes up strong, scores again. Brady Klotz in double digits, he's got 11. Making it look easy. as Klotz says, keep feeding me. 20-9, Panthers with the lead. Still in a 1-3-1 zone. Richardson able to penetrate and kick. Faking the three is Kerr this time. Shoots a two. It's no good. Klotz with the rebound. He finds Murata. And now Wawasik will bring it on the far side from left to right. And a charge foul. As defending was Drew Richardson. They say Wawasik kind of dipped his head and shoulder there a bit. He'll pick up his first personal foul. It's team foul number 3 on Royal Valley. Couple subs in for both teams. Daniel Coleman back. Klotz goes out for the Panthers. Murata will take a seat as well. So it's Coleman, Kelly, Miller, Thomas, and Wawasik for Coach Chris Brown. Won a state 2A title with the Jacksonites boys, trying to bring a first ever to Royal Valley after their girls won the state tournament here back in 2019. Panthers get another deflection. Knock this one out here on the near sideline. 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Royal Valley by 11. They've led by as many as 14. Here's Nakari, cut off. Back up top, the bounce pass to Gebhardt. He's in there with two fouls. Nakari has two fouls as well. He drives, pulls up at the elbow. Got it. Nakari, Moracle, Palmer. Scores his first two of the day. Averaging 13 an outing. Had 12 on Wednesday, and his first two here bring the Trojans back within 9. Kelly holds it high. Motion offense. Southeast to Celine, man-to-man. Pass to Wawasik on the baseline. Shot partially blocked. Missed a little bit short. Rebound to Southeast. Gebhardt pushes it up to Nakari. Nakari ahead in the corner. Augustine drives baseline. Pulls up from 6. It rolls off. Offensive board, though. And then Thomas trying to rip it away. Losing his balance. Mason gets it to Knox. Panthers come away with the loose ball. 5 minutes to go. Nearly another reach-in foul. Coach Brown about lost it. Wawasik out to Coleman, into Miller. Nice seal through a double team. Count it. Plus one. K.J. Miller. Took him about 5 shots, but more often than not, he's going to cash in. When he gets it that low at the post, able to split a double team that time as the foul came on Daniel Kerr. His first personal, team foul number 6. Miller just scored his first points of the day. And now the free throw for the lefty is no good. Royal Valley's 4-for-5 at the line. Score doubled up again. It's 22-11. Nakari, a 3, left wing, deep, and he parried it. Couple threes here in the second quarter for the Trojans. 4:35 to go in the half. 22-14. Royal Valley had a 2-2 tie and then scored 12 straight points. Wawasik to the left, passes back to Kelly on the right. Miller steps outside the circle. Klotz is checked back in. Thomas wants to drive, and he kicks, and a 3 by Miller. Swish! 4-5 straight points now by K.J. Miller. Panthers with their third 3 of the game, and they're back up by 11. Midway point of the second quarter. Skip pass, now down to the low block. Gebhardt, triple teamed, passes underneath. Klotz with a stuff from behind against Drake Augustine. And it'll stay with the Trojans. 3:55 on the clock here in the second period. Royal Valley Band is here. The student pep section is here in their white with the hashtag 1RV on the front of those shirts. Southeast of Celine reverses the ball, cutting in the paint. It's Augustine out to Nakari. He's double-teamed without the dribble. Skips it left side. Gebhardt fakes against Klotz. Dribbles in. Miller there to help. Knox drops down to double-team. Southeast struggling. Here's Thomas, a double-team on the right wing. Now they find Nakari in the paint. Nice dish off and an easy basket. Eli Sawyers has the defense collapse to Nakari, Moracle, Palmer. And he finds Sawyers under the basket for a bucket. 25-16, and the timeout, this one taken by Royal Valley. Both coaches have used one timeout. We'll step aside as well with Coach Brown and the Panthers. 25-16, Royal Valley in front. Our timeouts courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find your favorite flavor of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. We return in 30 seconds here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
A tradition of strength and care, Mercer Funeral Home. Making the right choice is simple. This is Caleb Smith, funeral director at Mercer Funeral Home. Over the past 6 years, I've helped make tough times a little easier for families across Northeast Kansas. Visit Mercer Funeral Home in Holton or Valley Falls for more information about our personalized monuments and how to plan ahead. The right choice since 1934.
Mercer Funeral Home, for life well remembered.
In Holton or Valley Falls.
KNZA.
Justin Flupak with you here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. We mentioned our other game later tonight here on KNZA, the Valley Falls boys against the St. Mary's Bears. Valley Falls scored 17 points and came from 8 down, all in the final minute 20 last night to beat Pittsburgh Colgan. Also, the Centralia girls still alive will have their game tonight at 8 p.m. in Dodge City. Centralia girls undefeated against Burlingame. That's at 8 o'clock over on 92.1 KMZA. That's our lineup today. We'll have three games on tomorrow for Royal Valley, Valley Falls boys, and also the girls of Centralia. Here's a steal by Southeast of Saline and a foul from behind against Brady Klotz as the Panthers turn it over for the fifth time today out of the timeout by Coach Chris Brown. Free throws for Nakari Morical-Palmer, who's already scored 5 points here in the second quarter. Keep in mind, the Trojans had just 4 points in the first 8-minute frame of this game. Free throw rattles home. Now 1 for 3 at the line are the Trojans. Palmer has 6 points, including one of a couple triples in this second stanza for the Trojans, who have scored 13 points to 9 for Royal Valley. Now another one is the second free throw for Morical-Palmer falls through. 25-18, that 7-point margin is about as close as Southeast of Saline has been here in this second quarter. They were down 12 coming into the frame. Wawusik getting a high screen from Klotz. Dribbles to the left. They switch on the screens. Pass goes over to Thomas, who pops a triple and hit it. 3-point basket by Mason Thomas. He's hit 35 threes on the year. His second one here at the state tournament this week, and the lead right back to double digits. And a near steal. Klotz comes out of bounds with it. Southeast will keep the basketball here in their half court with 2:28 to go. Southeast looking over the 1-3-1 Royal Valley zone. Panthers allowing only 44 points per game and scoring 62 an outing. It's been a dominating year. Pull-up jumper miss. Klotz, a nice rebound, and then a reach-in foul, and Klotz going to get a 1-1 at the other end, as that's foul number 7 against the Trojans. Klotz, who had picked up his first personal earlier here in the second quarter, will now have a 1-1 opportunity. He is a 72% free-throw shooter. Klotz going to play baseball at Northwest Missouri State. Certainly had opportunities in multiple sports as his front end 1-1 is good. He has 12 points to lead all scorers in this first half. And Royal Valley's made 5 out of 6 free throws here today after their 23 of 26 performance on Wednesday. Klotz in and out. Boy, that one rattled the rim and then coughed back out. Just over 2 minutes to play here in this first half. Then a steal by Jake Kelly. That's 7 turnovers now against Southeast of Saline. Wawusik one-hands it over to Kelly in the far corner, Miller. Back to Noggs. Long pass to Klotz, who shoots a 3. Heat check, but he missed it long. And the Trojans save it in. Here's Luke Gebhardt, one of 2 players for the Trojans with 2 fouls. And we got a whistle and a block foul against the Panthers. Jake Kelly picks up this one. It's his first personal, and now team foul number 5. Nobody has more than 1 foul yet for Royal Valley. A couple substitutions for Southeast of Saline. They've played 8 guys here so far. Inbounds play is a lob near half court. Eli Sawyers, Royal Valley's kept him in check. 6'4", long hair, white headband. A junior, leading scorer on this team. He'll fire on the baseline from 15 and hit it over K.J. Miller. 6 points now for Sawyers. Panthers facing a little pressure. Miller turns and takes off into the half court with the dribble. Waiting for help, feeds Knox, but he lost the handle. Sawyers with the steal. One-on-one against Miller. Missed the layup. Rebounded by Mason Thomas, who got back there in transition defense for Royal Valley. Now Thomas lost the ball. Still loose and goes out in the far corner. It's going to be Royal Valley basketball. Thomas helped to his feet by Wawasik. A lot of contact there. Mason will go trigger in the basketball with just 63 seconds now left here in the first quarter. Full court man-to-man. Drake Augustine coming in, replacing Luke Gebhard, is one of those guys with two personal fouls for the Trojans. Well, Wawasik will be double-teamed as he's the only man to get the basketball. He caught it right in front of the Panther bench, trying to get it right back to Thomas, who wasn't ready for it, and another Royal Valley turnover. That's seven of them. They've struggled against this press a little bit, just trying to do too much too quickly, as Wawasik caught it, was almost falling out of bounds, tried to get it right back to Thomas, who never looked and saw it, and went out of bounds on the near side. Now Southeast to Salinas stripped. Ball taken away by Klotz. Up the court he comes. Brady missed the layup. And the rebound to the Trojans. 45 seconds left. Both teams have missed some pretty good opportunities. Here's a little floater missed on the baseline by Augustine. Rebound Royal Valley. Kelly got it to Wawasik. I think both teams needing a little reset here with Royal Valley ahead by nine. But they have the basketball in the final 25 seconds of this first half. Miller comes high to set the screen while Wawasik takes it to the left side, all the way to the basket now, and finger rolls it in. Dogs Wawasik first points in the second quarter. He's got nine now in the game, and the lead back to 11. 10 seconds to go in the half. Skip pass over to Augustine. Panthers still in the 1-3-1. Nikari's got it. 2 seconds left. Pass, and a half-court shot by Richardson is no good. Boy, not a good look in the final 10 seconds. Got nothing going to the basket. That pass was kicked back towards the timeline before the horn here at the half. It's Royal Valley, who's led by as many as 14, currently up by 11 points here at the break. Our halftime score is the Panthers 31 and the Trojans 20. Our halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16, home of the 110% price match guarantee. First half stats, analysis, and more coming your way next, live from Hutch, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Want to know what's awesome?
Those kicking new tires on your truck?
Yeah, and look at my receipt.
That's all you paid for those tires?
Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
S&S Automotive and Towing Incorporated has been taking care of the cars and trucks of Seneca and the surrounding areas for over 20 years. Call them for all your automotive needs. You're truly one-stop auto shop. Alignment, tires, even engine and transmission replacement. They now have digital inspections that are texted to you. You can even make your appointments online. Call today. 336-2828 or find them on Facebook.
Hi, this is Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Stores. Diamonds by Design is a full-service jewelry store with a variety of fine jewelry to fit every budget. Come in and let Marsha and her staff help to make your special occasion even more special. Diamonds by Design, locally owned and operated for over 15 years, and we specialize in custom design jewelry with a full-time designer in-house and computer software that lets you build your very own custom design jewelry. Come see Diamonds by Design at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
Jager Insurance Agency in Holton is an independent and trust choice agency located at 307 Montana Avenue. Marcia offers all types of insurance and goes above and beyond to be your trusted agent, finding the best policies at the best prices. Call Jager Insurance in Holton at 364-0124. Belleville Law Office is located on the south side of the Holton Square with two experienced attorneys in Jason and Alex, both from the local area and proud to support our communities and schools. When you need an experienced and passionate lawyer on your side, call Jason or Alex at Belleville Law Office in downtown Holton.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
And welcome into our halftime show live from Hutchinson, where the Royal Valley boys lead it in this 3A state semifinal, 31-20 over southeast of Saline. We had a 2-2 tie in the first minute or so of this game. Royal Valley actually scored immediately off the opening tip. And before long, the Panthers were up 14-2. They led 16-4 then at the end of one quarter. Southeast of Saline never got any closer than 7 points in the second frame. They pulled within 25-18 at about 3 minutes left, but then a three-pointer by Mason Thomas pushed the lead back to 10, and Royal Valley up by 11 here at halftime. Good shooting. The Panthers make 50% of their shots, 11 of 22 from field goal range in the first half. They also made 4 out of 6 three-point shots, and they made 5 of 7 from the free throw line for nearly 72% as well. So great shooting for Royal Valley. Meanwhile, Southeast of Saline makes only 8 of 24 shots. That's 33%. They only made 2 of 8 three-pointers, and they only made 2 out of 4 free throw attempts in the first half. 11-point lead for Royal Valley. Let's check the individual numbers. They're presented by NEK Tax Services, located just west of Whiting, the local experienced professionals that are on your side. Still some time available, but not just helping you file your tax return. It's tax help and advice provided throughout the year when you do business at NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. For the visitors from southeast of Saline, they had 4 players score, led by Nakari Moracle Palmer. He's got 7. All those came in the second quarter when southeast of Saline outscored Royal Valley 16-15 in that final 8-minute stretch. Eli Sawyers has 6 points. Daniel Kerr has 5. And Caden Isaacson has the other 2 for the Trojans. They also have Nakari Moracle Palmer and Luke Gebhardt, both with 2 personal fouls here at the break. For Royal Valley, 4 guys scored. It's their main 4 that all average double digits, led by Brady Klotz in this first half. He's got 12. Knox Wawelsik has scored 9, and 5 apiece for Mason Thomas and K.J. Miller. Both those guys hit a 3. Knox and Brady both made a 3-point basket as well for Royal Valley, who shot 50%, and they lead by 11 here at halftime. Rebounds even at 14 apiece. Turnovers even at 8 turnovers apiece. And no foul trouble for Royal Valley, as the Panthers had just 5 total fouls, but they come against 5 different individuals. So it's Royal Valley 31 and southeast of Saline 20 here at the break. More of our halftime show straight ahead, presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. If you want the best, you have to get out of town with the 110% price match guarantee. Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, located 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. We'll return to Hutch after this break here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Since 1998, Stitham Service and Tire Repair has been helping customers with all their fuel and tire needs in Hoyt, offering unleaded gasoline, diesel, and dyed diesel, plus new and used tires and tire repair, all with friendly local service. Open Monday through Saturday, visit Stitham Service and Tires in Hoyt.
Beverly Brown Boutique, your Northeast Kansas fashion destination, with clothing, shoes, accessories, and more for kids, women, and men. Beverly Brown Boutique, north side of the Holton Square, or beverlybrownboutique.com.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Ever lose sleep on a cold winter night, worried you might be about out of propane? Or on a blistering cold windy day, had to walk through ice and snow, uphill both ways to see if your propane tank was about empty? Prairie Band Propane is on the forefront of technology and ready to help you stay warm this winter. They allow you to view your current tank level from anywhere and even request a fill up with a click of a button. Together with Prairie Band Propane's online payment portal, managing your propane has never been easier. Contact Prairie Band Propane or visit pbpropane.com.
This is for Kaling from Everest, Kansas, and I would recommend using Holt House Auto House to buy your next car. I bought an 03 Chevy Tahoe. Very quick, very easy. I saw it on a Thursday and we bought it Friday. They're very friendly people and they're there to help you navigate what kind of vehicle you would want and for the best price possible.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to the Hutchinson Sports Arena, Class 3A State Basketball. Of course, two girls and two guys games here today, just like all the other six state classifications. Semifinal Friday, and the next to last day of the high school basketball season. Again, the winner of this Royal Valley and Southeast of Saline game will be in the championship at 4 p.m. tomorrow. The loser of this game will play for third, the early game tomorrow at 12 o'clock. So 12, 2, 4, and 6 are the game times for tomorrow. Coming up later tonight, the Valley Falls boys taking on St. Mary's, 8 o'clock here on 103.9, and the Centralia girls in Dodge City on 92.1 will try to stay undefeated and get to the title game as they battle against Burlingame at 8 o'clock on 92.1 KMZA. Follow along with all these state stories at msdsports.net, where you can also click Listen Live and listen to any of our live play-by-play broadcasts, or click on the audio tab and you can go back and re-listen to any of our archived state tournament basketball games, all for free. The Royal Valley able to play a more comfortable style, a little more up and down and in transition. Panthers shot it well from the line, from the three-point land, and 50% from the field overall. We'll see if they can keep it going. Had a nice 14-2 early lead and never allowed Southeast of Saline to get any closer than 7 points in that second quarter. And now it's the Trojans that have the basketball to begin the second half. Southeast of Saline in the road purple uniforms with the white numerals and letters. They get a three in the near corner. It's Kerr, and it's good. Daniel Kerr. By the way, you spell his last name K-E-J-R. K-E-J-R, pronounced Kerr. It's all right. Our radio station in Atchison pronounces Kerr K-A-I-R. As here's a foul against Southeast of Saline. They're in a bit more foul trouble than Royal Valley. This one is the second personal on Eli Sawyer. So three different starters have two fouls each for the Trojans. Baseline drive while Wessick. Tough layup underneath. No good. Got his own miss. Follow no good. And rebound. Southeast trying to save it, and they do off while Wessick. So it'll be Trojan possession. 7:23 to go here in the third quarter. It's 31-23. Royal Valley up eight after a three-point basket by Daniel Kerr to start this third quarter. Southeast of Saline trying to jump back in it. Drake Augustine lobbing it against the Panther 1-3-1 zone. Now attacking it, it's Luke Gebhardt. He missed the shot. Sawyers can't hang on. And it landed to Gebhardt, who is standing out of bounds on the baseline, so it's Panther ball. Royal Valley struggled. Both teams had eight turnovers, but just kind of some uncharacteristic turnovers for Royal Valley. Couple passes made a little bit too quickly when the teammate wasn't looking or expecting it. A couple of those coming against the full court press. But this time, while Wessick walks it into the half court for Royal Valley, they move right to left here in the second half in the home white jerseys. K.J. Miller, three-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Nakari Moracle-Palmer. Up the court, Gebhardt, big collision with Miller. And a foul as K.J. holds the back of his head. He took a lot of contact there, but they say that K.J. did not get set. Says that he's okay and going to stay in the game as Gebhardt will go to the foul line. Gebhardt, 2-for-2 at the foul line on Wednesday, scored 13 points in that game, averaging 11 per outing, and he makes free throw number one. Personal foul number two on K.J. Miller, so he's the first Panther to get a second foul. A 4-0 run here for Southeast out of the locker room. Minute 15 gone by. Second free throw, Gebhardt, and it's no good, but a lane violation against Klotz of Royal Valley. So a redo for Gebhardt. Klotz trying to keep his balance, but stepped in the red paint just a bit too soon. Gebhardt will get a second opportunity here. Southeast of Saline has made 3 out of 5 free throws today. And this one on the redo is good. Makes the Panthers pay. 6:40 to go here in the third quarter, now 31-25, and nearly another steal as Nakari Moracle-Palmer got his hand on it. Jumping in front of Brady Klotz. Panthers need to settle down and get going here. They lead by 2 possessions at 31-25. A lot of time left. Thomas out to Kelly. Back inside to Klotz. Double teamed. Finds Miller coming to the basket. Layup. Good. Klotz to Miller. KJ's got 7 points. Got the big posters of KJ's glasses on, held up by some family across the gymnasium. Ball knocked away by Thomas. Southeast of Saline keeps it. Now a steal by Wawasik. Wawasik and Klotz. Klotz feeds Wawasik, up and a shot blocked. Thought he was fouled, but a no call. Southeast to the other end. It's 5-on-4. Klotz late getting back. Now picked up by Nakari, and that shot blocked. Oh, but a foul on Royal Valley. And it's going against Mason Thomas. Just the first personal foul on Thomas. But both teams with some transition opportunities there. Panthers failed on a 2-on-2 break. And now 2 free throws for Moracle-Palmer for the Trojans. And the first one is up and in. 8 points now for Palmer. Southeast making their free throws here in the second half. After trailing by as many as 14 twice the first couple quarters. Both free throws give Moracle-Palmer 9 points and make it a 6-point game again. 33-27. We're down to 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. Wawasik bounce pass ahead. Thomas on the right wing against a man-to-man. Miller sends it to Kelly left wing. Wawasik up top. Help defense. Almost got a steal there by Augustine. Kick out to Thomas. 3-pointer. Hit the front of the rim. Rebounded by Nakari. Pushes it ahead and transition to Augustine. Attacks the basket up and reverse layup. No. Rebounded by K.J. Miller's. Augustine went sliding across the floor. Now Thomas in transition. 2-on-2. Out all the way. Maybe a bit out of control. But Thomas going to get a couple foul shots. Is never getting back and set was Daniel Kerr. And he'll pick up his second personal. I don't know if Thomas had a plan that time other than just take this ball to the basket and try to score. But Kerr never got planted or set. And a lot of contact there. And Thomas with his first free throw, which is no good. He's 2-for-3 at the line. Made 1-of-4 baskets from 3-point range for the Panthers in the first half. Trying to push the lead up to 7. Thomas eyes the second and connects. 6 points now for the senior Mason Thomas. Came in averaging nearly 12 a game. Crossover, Augustine to the high post, Sawyers. Outside to Gebhardt, who fakes the three. Gebhardt keeps the dribble, now picks it up. Flips it up top to Nakari, fakes the pass, wide open. Takes a long three, off the back iron at the top of the glass. Rebound, Klotz tips it to Miller, and here comes Wawasik. He's without numbers, 1-on-2. Will stop on the right side, now attacks the baseline, goes underneath, reverse layup, no good. Rebound through the hands of Thomas, picked up by Augustine. Southeast to Saline at the other end, it's Gebhardt against Miller. He misses a layup. Sawyers, though, at the offensive board. Sawyers in the lane, and it's knocked away, but a foul. Little hand contact there by Wawasik, who will pick up his second. And two more free throws here for the Trojans. As for Royal Valley, that's team foul number three in the third quarter. And a timeout call. Second one taken today by Coach Chris Brown, the second-year head man for the Panthers, who has the Royal Valley boys in the state tournament for the second straight year, and now for the first time in school history, into the Final Four. We take this break with 4:42 to go. Third quarter, Royal Valley leading southeast of Saline by 7 points here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Cecil K's Hometown Market in Holton is your local grocer with a terrific meat department, fresh produce, and bakery, as well as custom items to grab and go. Shop online at cecilk.com. Love local at your family-owned convenient grocery store. Cecil K's on Highway 75 in Holton.
For more than 30 years, Earhart Excavating has been a family-owned business with Bob and Nick Earhart in Hoyt. They do excavating, grading, and utility business, including water lines, sewers, and driveways. For your next project, call 966-6182. Earhart Excavating in Hoyt.
Along with studio engineer Kurt Kilman, the captain, Justin Fluke with you courtside here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. 3A State Basketball. Boy, the Big 7 League certainly has a lot of memories inside this place. Including the Royal Valley girls 3 years ago, winning a state title. Also, Royal Valley winning a state volleyball championship here. Nemaus Central girls were here a couple years ago and undefeated. Didn't get to finish that season as Eli Sawyers makes the first but misses the second free throw out of a Panther timeout. Rebounded by Brady Klotz, and it's a 6-point game. As close as the Trojans have been able to get. Thomas, Kelly, Miller, Klotz, and Wawasik. Down low, Miller. Double team. Out to Kelly. Fakes the three. Tried to pass to Miller, who couldn't hang on to it. Now Southeast lobbing it ahead in transition. Gebhardt attacks. Shot partially blocked by Wawasik. Klotz gets the rebound. It's knocked away from him, and we got a foul on Southeast of Saline, and it's going to be personal number three against Eli Sawyers. Coach Flax can't believe it as our team fouls are even at three. Kelly going out, Murata coming in, and Sawyers will stay in the contest here with his third personal. 4 minutes, 16 seconds as the clock will move again. Wawasik going to bring it up one-on-one against Gebhardt. Royal Valley ahead 34-28. Led twice by 14 points in the first half, including 18-4. Here's Wawasik in the lane, fouled, and we'll get to the line where Knox was terrific. He made 14 out of 16 free throws on Wednesday to score 30 points. And going to get two more free throws here after the third personal foul on Nakari Moracle Palmer. Free throw for Knox. Swish. He's 3 for 3 today and in double digits now at 10 points, joining Klotz, who has a dozen for Royal Valley. So three fouls on Moracle Palmer and Eli Sawyers. And into the game comes Kaysen Lilly for this Trojan team that does not have a senior on their roster. Record of 21-3 as Knox hits them both. He's 4 for 4 at the line. And now in for Southeast is Drew Richardson. He scored 8 off the bench on Wednesday. Big second and third quarters against Osage City helped Southeast of Saline to the opening round win, a 19-11 second quarter, a 20-11 third quarter for the Trojans in the opening round. Here's a deflection steal. Miller got the touch, and it's picked up by Trayson Murata. First turnover this half, but number 9 on the afternoon for the Trojans. They'll continue to play man-to-man. Wawasik against Gebhardt. Pulls up at the elbow this time. Missed it. Long rebound, though. Comes out to Klotz. Now Nod shoots the three. Got the handoff and missed. Rebound chased down by Palmer, who saves it off of Murata. And here comes Southeast. Ahead to Moracle Palmer. Trojans with the ball down by 8. Wawasik's been a little bit cooler from the floor here today and not got to the line near as much. Long skip pass. Nakari got it. Took it right at Miller. Flips up the shot. Missed it. Rebounded by Mason Thomas. Thomas to Wawasik. Klotz is ahead. Now overthrew it. Klotz and Miller were both up the court ahead of the Southeast defense. But the pass by Wawasek a bit too far in front. Turnover number nine now on Royal Valley. Another timeout, this one taken by the Trojans. Their first timeout of the half. Both coaches have three timeouts remaining. All of our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Check out all the options online at popcorngifts.net. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Here in Hutch, Royal Valley leading by 8 in the 3A state semifinals on KNZA.
Doctors Alex Gilliland and Samantha Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provide quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental.
The 2022 private treaty bull sale is underway now for Rinkus Cattle Company at Holton. A sale catalog is available online at rinkescattle.com or text or call at 785-845-5272.
KNZA. Justin, we're back with you here in Hutchinson. The Royal Valley boys leading 36-28. We got a tick under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. And as Mason Thomas took the floor, he's got a little blood on his elbow. So Royal Valley may have to sub or get some tape on that real quick-like. Royal Valley led by 11 points at halftime. They were up 12 at the end of the first quarter. Panthers looking for win number 24 on the season, which will be a school record. Southeast of Saline fans are a little restless because Mason Thomas is getting his blood wiped off and his elbow taped up and is going to stay in the game. Trojan fans thought maybe there should have been just a substitution made to speed things up, and now Southeast has the basketball. Out of a timeout called by their head coach, Bryson Flax. Here's Gebhardt driving, finding Sawyers, and a steal as reaching in, able to take it away. It's Knox Wawasek. Turnover number 10 against the Trojans. Wawasek trying to get it going from the floor. Spins around, skips the pass to Murata. Down low, he can't find Miller. Now at the foul line, it goes back outside to Brady Klotz. Now Miller down low. Great steal. Easy basket. Miller time again. KJ's got 9, and the Panthers are up by 10. 38-28. 2:20 to go here in the third quarter. Pass to the near wing, Richardson. Southeast of Saline has made just 3 3-pointers here in this game. 3 out of 11. Now a deflection, but Sawyers keeps it alive. Royal Valley has a couple players with 2 fouls. Southeast has a couple with 3. Here's a missed tray by Richardson, trying to save it in. Sawyers is able to do that, but then double dribbled with it. Double dribble of the basketball after the offensive board as the Trojans bring 2 players in here defensively. It's Drake Augustine and Caden Isaacson. Royal Valley will keep their fantastic 4 on the floor. Right now, Trace and Murata, the one joining them. All 4 of those seniors been on varsity for multiple years. Wawasek coast to coast. He missed another layup. A Klotz rebounds and sticks it in. First points of the second half. Brady Klotz has 14. Second chance points there. The Panthers now lead by 12. Southeast got it down to 6 on a couple different occasions. Richardson, double teamed, in some trouble. Thomas and Murata all over him. Now he hands it to Isaacson, who's nearly stripped. Ball goes back to Boracle Palmer. Minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. Nikari on the left wing against both Wawasek and Thomas in that Panther 1-3-1 zone. Skip pass, now in the corner. Here's another 3-point try. This one, no good. Missed by Richardson. Offensive rebound, missed by Boracle Palmer, now pulled down by Brady Klotz. 1 minute left here in the third. Panthers on a nice little run here to close out the third quarter. Against the man-to-man of the Trojans. Lead is 12, down though, and Miller again as he's being pushed underneath the basket. KJ Miller joins Wawasek and Klotz in double digits. He's got 11. The lead is ballooned back up to 14. Little stop and go. Augustine now kicks it out. Isaacson fakes the 3. Almost traveled across the lane. Now Richardson bounces it over to Nikari. On the baseline, pull up. It's long 2. Augustine, no. Offensive rebound, Isaacson. 25 seconds remaining and a foul against Doyle Valley. I think it's going on Mason Thomas. It's team foul number 4 on the Panthers this half. Second foul on Thomas. So Thomas joins Miller and Wawusik with 2 fouls each. Thomas checks out. Daniel Coleman is in. 26 seconds left here in the third quarter. Little Valley on a nice little run. Here's Isaacson on the baseline to Augustine. Back up top, an open three. Kaysen Lilly, it's no good. Tip won't go by Marco Palmer, but he follows it and gets his third attempt on that possession. And the first Trojan in double digits. Nikari Marco Palmer has 11 points. Here's Wawusik again, coast to coast, missed it, got it, shot it, scored it, and a foul with 4/10 of a second remaining. The lead increases again as Wawusik has a chance for the and one to close the third quarter. That's his first field goal of the second half. Clots out for an extended rest here at the end of this third quarter. And Wawusik has a chance to make it the biggest lead in the afternoon at 15 points. He does just that. Three-point play for Wawusik will send us to the fourth. Our score, Royal Valley 45, southeast of Saline 30. Panthers need 8 minutes to advance to the state championship here in Class 3A. First, a 1 minute timeout on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit GiantCom.net to learn more.
Wegg's Feed and ADM Alliance Nutrition in Holton and Hoyt has the products you need for your livestock operation. From liquid feed to mineral and feed tubs for cattle and horses, Wegg's Feed and ADM Alliance Nutrition in Holton and Hoyt, proud to support local schools and student athletes.
Prairie Band One Stop is your one-stop shop along Highway 75 just north of Mayetta. Stop by for fuel or a wide selection of food and drink options featuring PT's coffee and Native American themed items for sale. Stop by and visit Prairie Band One Stop just north of Mayetta off Highway 75.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Royal Valley still shooting 44% from the field and leading now by 15 points, their biggest margin of the day, 45-30. Royal Valley with the basketball. They got a three-point play by Knox Wawusik to close out the third quarter. Knox with 14 points. Brady Klotz with 14 points. K.J. Miller has 11. No-look lob to Miller, and it's stolen, and then off the foot of Miller and out of bounds. It's going to be Southeast basketball. Southeast making 27% of their shots. They've hit just 10 of 37 in this game. 3 of 12 now from three-point land for the Trojans. Augustine at the elbow, kicking it out right wing to Kerr. Kerr has one of just 3 threes for Southeast of Saline. Here's Nikari pulling up, foul line jumper in and out. Nice box out by Jake Kelly. An outlet to Wawusik, wants to push it. One hand up the court to Klotz. Klotz slows down, looking, nothing there. Now back to Kelly, and the Panthers will set it up here in the half court. Lob to Miller, tough catch. KJ on the block, double teamed. Turns underneath the goal, and they say travel. Made a reverse layup, but a travel will wipe it off. It's turnover number 11 against Royal Valley. 12 turnovers so far on Southeast of Saline here in the contest. 6:45 left in the fourth quarter. Bacon Wright driving through the paint, up and the layup bounces 3 times off the rim. Falls in. Drake Augustine just scored his first points. Now the pass ahead to Klotz for Royal Valley. Back to Thomas. Thomas to Klotz in the far corner. Feeds Thomas going to the basket. Looking underneath for Miller. That's deflected out of bounds by the Trojans. Kelly will trigger it in. Mention the pep band and the student section and even the Panther mascot here. A three by Kelly. No good on the inbounds as they got it back to him in the near corner. Now the pass ahead to Gebhardt. He's been quiet tonight. Shot over Miller. Banked in his first field goal. Luke Gebhardt, averaging 11 a game, scored 13 Wednesday, and he makes his first field goal here with nearly 2 minutes gone by in the fourth quarter. And now Wawasik is fouled on a double team. That's Drake Augustine that picks up his second. Augustine over to tell the other referee, hey, I didn't touch him. I was just D'ing up. Oh, no, they called it on Sawyers, not Augustine. And that hurts Southeast because that's personal number four on their leading scorer, Sawyers. Cloth misses a layup, wrestles it away. Now a little baby hook shot missed, but a foul and two free throws for Brady Cloth. How about that aggressiveness, that energy, that posh passion? Coach Brown looks out at Klotz and says, hey, great play. He just wanted that ball more. I think the Trojan player, and this is foul number five on Eli Sawyer, so the leading scorer just fouled out of the game with 5:58 to go. And that may be the last blow for the Trojans. That hurts. But Klotz, I mean, I think Little Valley just wanted it more. Looked like the rebound is going to fall to the Trojans, and then Klotz just rips it away after they had almost secured the defensive board. Panthers by 11. Klotz is the only Royal Valley player at the offensive side of the court. His first of two free throws is perfect. 15 points now for Brady Klotz. Eli Sawyers had 22 on Wednesday. He averages 17 a game, and he fouls out with just 6 points here this afternoon. Fouls out with just under 6 minutes remaining. Southeast of Saline on offense. Richardson, Gebhardt, and they throw it straight out of bounds. Two guys were over there, both Nakari and Richardson. Both kind of looked like they thought the pass was intended for the other. And that's turnover number 13 now against the Trojans. Been more of a style of basketball game that's favored Royal Valley here today than it was against Sherrard. What a no-look pass! Nog just hands it off on a little scoop to K.J. Miller. Wawasik breaking a school record for assist, averaging nearly six dimes per game, and a beauty right there to put the Panthers up 14. Now another steal! Kelly, and now Southeast takes it back. Kelly briefly had it there, but it slipped out of his hands trying to get it to Thomas. Now Gebhardt from the foul line. Jumper off the back iron. No good. Rebound tip. It's into the hands of Kerr for the Trojan, and he's fouled. Wawasik over to the Southeast fans. He's chatting a little bit. Now Brady Klotz chatting with the Southeast of Saline fans. I don't know if it's a great look, but this Panther team, loaded with seniors, experienced, and there's a little bit of chippiness to them. And these Southeast fans have been barking the whole game. And every time Royal Valley does something well or a call goes Royal Valley's way, as it just happened right there, we saw both of Wawasik and Klotz kind of looking over to the Southeast fans, motioning all five of their fingers on their hand, just like, keep coming at me, keep bringing it, keep bringing it. Can't hear you. 5:02 to go here in the fourth. Let's take the timeout. Panthers up by 14 in the fourth quarter. 3A state semifinals continue in Hutch right after this.
The Holton Mercantile is your everything and more store in downtown Holton. Formerly Kroger Variety, Holton Mercantile has a great variety of greeting cards, candy, seasonal and holiday items, gifts, and toys. Plus, they do tuxedo rentals and have an old-fashioned soda fountain. Come shop Holton Mercantile, downtown Holton.
Hoyt Pallet Recycling is a family-owned local business that specializes in recycling used pallets into new shippable material. They service all of Northeast Kansas for your business's pallet and crating needs. With more than 20 years' experience, you can trust the dependability of Hoyt Pallet Recycling.
KNZA.
Justin Flupak with you. Studio engineer Kurt Kilman. 5:02 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Royal Valley leading 48-34 over Southeast to Saline, and they almost force a turnover. They had Daniel Kerr trapped in the corner on that inbounds from the sideline. Now it's going to be in the corner on the baseline. Only two timeouts left for Coach Plax and the Trojans, who have only lost to state teams this season, three of them. And Royal Valley steals this inbounds pass. That's 14 turnovers now against the Trojans. Wawusek one-on-one against Kerr. Seven fouls already on Southeast. Drive, missed shot by Wawusek. Rebounded by Daniel Kerr. Kerr double-teamed as he crosses midcourt. Well, he took about 18 steps, but it must have been a change of possession, as apparently Royal Valley must have had a couple hands on the ball for two or three of those steps. Now the officials are getting together to talk about a potential foul here underneath. I don't know what the heck that was. I don't know how it wasn't a whistle or a, now they call a jump ball. So instead of a foul on Royal Valley at the jump, Southeast fans don't like that one, but they literally just got away with about six steps without dribbling the basketball. This game's gotten a little chippy, especially between the Southeast of Saline fans. Well, they've been all over the officials, and Royal Valley, a couple players kind of egging them on. Here's a tough fadeaway, switched from 15 on the left sideline. It's Nakari Moracle-Palmer, who has 13 points. He's the only player in double digits for the Trojans. Miller to Klotz, left baseline. Tough shot, no, but a foul. And Brady going to go to the line again. Foul number 8 on Southeast of Saline. They've already lost their leading scorer, who fouled out. 4:09 left to go in the fourth quarter. Klotz, free throw good. 16 for Brady Klotz. He's made 3 of 5 free throws. As the Southeast fans screaming, how about we get that call at the other end? I had one of the other broadcasters with me here on Media Row, leaned over during that last timeout and goes, holy cow, these Southeast of Saline fans are all over the officials. My reply was, yeah, and the Royal Valley players are kind of egging him on a little bit, too. There's another free throw made. Klotz hits them both. 17 for Brady, and the lead is 14 for Royal Valley. They've led by 14 points on four different occasions. But now with under 4 minutes to go, Drake Augustine in the near corner. Triple by Kerr, and he hit it. He's got 3 threes and 11 points. Daniel Kerr makes it 50-39. Wawusek will walk it ahead this time, and Royal Valley find to work the clock and show some patience. Pass intended in for Thomas, deflected from behind, and a foul. Daniel Kerr trying to step through to get a touch there. Will pick up his fourth personal. That's the ninth foul on Southeast of Saline. Mason Thomas going to get a 1-1. It'll be double bonus the rest of the way. Thomas, free throw perfect. Point number 7 for Thomas. Again, the only offensive player for Royal Valley on that end of the court. I think they do that for two reasons. One is they have a ton of confidence in all their shooters at the line. And number 2, they just don't want a silly, cheap, over-the-back, offensive rebounding type of foul. I'll clarify that with Coach Brown before tomorrow, but I think that's why they typically do that, especially when they have a lead in a game like they do here today. Faking the three this time, it's Augustine. Poked away by Wawusek. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go, fourth quarter, and a foul against Royal Valley. 12-point lead, personal on Jake Kelly. Second foul on him, team foul number 6. So there's only been 3 more fouls against Southeast of Saline than what's been on Royal Valley here in this second half. Another deflection, it goes up top, 3-pointer, Richardson, swish! First points of the game, Drew Richardson. 5 three-pointers now made by the Trojans, and they're down only 9 with 3 minutes to go. Just ask Valley Falls. Anything is possible. Nice feed. Miller sealed his man. Missed the shot. Rebounded by the Trojans. Uh-oh. Here they come in transition. 3-on-2. Nakari left side. Catching up to it is Augustine. Now back to the trailer. Gebhardt at the 3. No good. Klotz with the rebound, but lost it out of bounds. Klotz claiming a little bit of contact there, pushing him from behind as he tried to pull down the rebound. Well, a good thing that 3 missed by Gebhardt, or we would have a 6-point game. Still not over. And a foul against Brady Klotz trying to get the inbound there, and a little chirping. And all now wanting a technical foul as Klotz and Nakari Moracle-Palmer are talking. While Wesley goes over to try to settle Klotz down, there's a couple other Trojan players that are signaling technical. I'm talking to Klotz. And Brady's looking at them like, what are you talking about? Well, little chippiness here. 2 minutes, 40 seconds to go, and the game is not over. Now the assistant coach is talking to Brady Klotz as well, Coach Chris Brown. Klotz was not getting the attention of the assistant coach, so Coach Chris Brown comes over and says, hey, you got to get it in check. Be under control. There's no need to talk. There's no need to force anything here. We're up comfortably by nine with 2:40 to go. Let's just take care of business, keep our composure, and come back tomorrow. We're taking a timeout here on KNZA. Royal Valley 51, southeast of Saline 42. A timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn.
Jaeger Insurance Agency in Holton is an independent and trust choice agency located at 307 Montana Avenue. Marcia offers all types of insurance and goes above and beyond to be your trusted agent, finding the best policies at the best prices. Call Jaeger Insurance in Holton at 364-0124. Belleville Law Office is located on the south side of the Holton Square with two experienced attorneys in Jason and Alex, both from the local area and proud to support our communities and schools. When you need an experienced and passionate lawyer on your side, call Jason or Alex at Belleville Law Office in downtown Holton.
KNZA.
Free throw good out of a timeout. Nakari Moracle Palmer makes the first of a front end 1-1. Now going to get the second. He has 14 points, makes it an 8-point game, and now 7-point contest as both free throws are good. That Royal Valley timeout leaves both teams with two timeouts remaining. But it's a 7-point game with 2.5 minutes left. Panthers in double bonus while Wasik breaks the pressure. Kelly, good idea there not to shoot that wide open three. More important here to work some time, get a high percentage look inside. Klotz down though, that's high percentage all day. Brady Klotz now with 19 points. Royal Valley needed that field goal. They're up by 9. Kick to the corner. Triple. Richardson. No good. Tipped by Klotz. Rebounded by Klotz. Klotz finds Wawasik. And Nog says, let's just hold on to it here. Now in front of the scores table, the pass goes to Thomas. And we head south of 2 minutes to go. Panthers trying to get to the state title game against defending champion Heston or Hayes TMP. Work the clock. High percentage shot. Down low again, Miller. Thomas shoots the three on the kick out. No good. Not the look that Coach Chris Brown wanted. A minute 45 left. 53-44. Drive deflected by Thomas into the hands of Miller. Another turnover for the Trojans. Pass to half court to Kelly. Take your time, Royal Valley. 90 seconds left. Klotz passes up the open three. That's a wise, smart decision by the senior. Wawasik looking underneath. What did they just call? They just said Wawasik stepped out of bounds? There's no way possible. He was like two or three steps in front of the Royal Valley bench. Coach Brown is livid. Man, I don't know about that call. I want to see it on video. There's no possible way. I thought maybe they called a walk. There's no way he was standing out of bounds. Officials have almost lost control of this one. Fake a pass, shoot a three. Augustine, no. Offensive board, up and banking it in. Nakari Moracle Palmer. And we got a timeout. 17 points now after having just 7 at halftime for Moracle Palmer, the junior for the Trojans. It's still a 7-point game, but only 62 seconds remaining. 53-46, Royal Valley ahead of southeast of Saline. Don't forget our Be Outdoors postgame show coming up. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, commercial, real estate. Be Outdoors, the name to know. We'll also pick a player to bank on during the Be Outdoors postgame. Our player to bank on presented by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. And Coach Brown still talking with you, referee, like, man, if you thought Nogs Wawasik was standing out of bounds or even within 3 feet of it when you made that call, got a couple eye doctors back in Jackson County waiting for you. Minute 2 left here in the fourth. Royal Valley trying to take care of the lead. Up by 7. Wawasik double teamed in the backcourt. It doesn't matter. He gets fouled now. And this will be a 2-shot foul the rest of the way. Double bonus. It's foul number 9, personal number 2 on Drake Augustine. Well, Wasik has 14 points. He's been on a tear the last few weeks. Had 30 here on Wednesday night. Only Panther at the offensive end. Free throw good. Noggs is 6-for-6 at the charity stripe. 15 points. Next one. Good. What a state tournament Wawasik is having. 55-46. Panthers by 9 and Southeast about out of time. 50 seconds left. Here's a tip by Mason Thomas into the backcourt. Southeast goes to get it. Now Gebhardt comes up, shoots a three, hit it. Luke Gebhardt with the triple. He's got 7 points. It's a six-point game. Clock continuing to roll as Roll Valley gets it in. Miller hands to Wawasik. Now 30 seconds left, and Wawasik threw away the pass at midcourt. Intercepted now ahead to Palmer, and he's offensive foul called. Offensive foul against Zachary Moracle Palmer. After the Royal Valley turnover, they called a push-off against him. I don't know. That's the same ref. That might be a makeup call. That's one that could have gone either way, but Royal Valley was owed one for sure. 25 seconds left. And a substitution here. Klotz, Kelly, it's starting five out there. Miller, Thomas, and Wawasik. And Coach Flax visiting with the official here before the ball is put in play. Now all three officials are ready. K.J. Miller gets it inbounded to Mason Thomas. They foul him with 22 seconds left. Mason Thomas has made 4 out of 6 free throws. He's going to get 2 more here and a chance to extend this to a 3-possession game. Nothing better than watching K.J. Miller smile, right? That kid's having fun out there. Free throw number 1 for Thomas. Swish. Mason's got 8 points now. Behind K.J. Miller with 13. Noggs Wawasik 16. And Brady Klotz has 19. And the Panthers are now ahead by 3 possessions, which is 22 seconds remaining. We've got another timeout on the floor. Perhaps our final break here in this ball game. We'll step away for half a minute from 3A State and Hutch on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1998, Stitham Service and Tire Repair has been helping customers with all their fuel and tire needs in Hoyt, offering unleaded gasoline, diesel, and dyed diesel, plus new and used tires and tire repair, all with friendly local service. Open Monday through Saturday, visit Stitham Service and Tires in Hoyt.
Beverly Brown Boutique, your Northeast Kansas fashion destination, with clothing, shoes, accessories, and more for kids, women, and men. Beverly Brown Boutique, north side of the Holton Square, or beverlybrownboutique.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Well, we're into another timeout now, which is 13 seconds remaining out of the timeout by Royal Valley. The second free throw was missed by Mason Thomas. Southeast of Saline got it ahead and made a quick three-point basket by Luke Gebhardt, who's now in double digits with 10 points and 8 of those couple threes in this fourth quarter. So it's still a 4-point game. Even though you really feel like at no point that Royal Valley's been in jeopardy of letting this one slip away. This 4-point margin is as close as Southeast Saline has been since the first quarter. Royal Valley was ahead 16-4 at the end of one. They led 31-20 at halftime, led 45-30, a 15-point advantage coming into this fourth quarter, and now only ahead by 4, but they will have the basketball. Southeast of Saline has just taken their final timeout. Again, stay tuned for our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show. Our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player to bank on. And a check of the final game stats today presented by NEK Tax and Accounting just west of Whiting. Royal Valley's got to break the press. They might have to hit a few more free throws here. Only 13 seconds remaining. Miller trying to get it into Thomas, and it's knocked out of bounds by Drew Richardson. Miller will try to throw it in again. To Klotz, who gets fouled by Gebhardt. And Brady Klotz has made 5 of 7 free throws. Has a chance to surpass 20 points here tonight. Still going to be a two-possession game regardless of what happens on these two free throws. With just 12 seconds to go. Holton showed what it takes to beat Royal Valley, and that's making 12 three-point baskets and having the Panthers miss a handful of free throws in the final couple minutes. That's the recipe, the only proven recipe to beat this Panther team. First free throw good, second free throw good. Blackjack, Brady Klotz, 21 points. Panthers up by 6, 10 seconds to go. Here's Augustine, a deep, deep three. That one no good. Rebound Thomas, 4 seconds left, and Mason's fouled with 3 seconds to go. Royal Valley's going to have a chance to play for the Class 3A State Boys Championship. This will be their second this week and second win in school history at a state basketball tournament for the Panther Boys. Mason Thomas looking to join his fellow seniors in double digits. He's got 8 points. That free throw gives him 9. And one more free throw on the way. Klotz 21. Wawasek 16. Miller 13. And now one-on-one substitutions being made as Noggs Wawasek comes off to a standing ovation. Brady Klotz comes off to a standing ovation. Coach Brown clearing the bench as Mason Thomas' second free throw is perfect, and he'll come out now as well. 10 points for Mason Thomas today, and now K.J. Miller. All the starters have been removed in the final 3 seconds. And Jake Kelly off the floor as well. Southeast of Saline will inbound it to Gebhardt and picks it up. Cross half court with 2. Lets a long straightaway shot fly. No good. And that's the final. Panthers win it by 8. They score the final 4 points from the free throw line in the last 15 seconds. And Royal Valley will play for the Class 3A State Championship tomorrow at 4 p.m. here in Hutchinson. 60 points for Royal Valley for the second straight game here in Hutchinson at State. Southeast of Saline finishes with 52. They suffer their fourth loss of the year and will play for third tomorrow at 12 noon. So the Royal Valley boys with a chance at a championship. And we've got postgame, final stats, player to bank on, all coming up here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Gosh, you might as well Friday, Kyle.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Cecil K's Hometown Market in Holton is your local grocer with a terrific meat department, fresh produce, and bakery, as well as custom items to grab and go. Shop online at cecilk.com. Love local at your family-owned convenient grocery store. Cecil K's on Highway 75 in Holton.
For more than 30 years, Earhart Excavating has been a family-owned business with Bob and Nick Earhart in Hoyt. They do excavating, grading, and utility business, including waterline, sewers, and driveways. For your next project, call 966-6182. Earhart Excavating in Hoyt.
Doctors Alex Gilliland and Samantha Reshick at Holton Dental Care proudly provide quality dental care to local communities as a 100% digital dental office with the best and latest dental technology and treatment options located in the Holton Medical Center. Schedule your next dental visit with peace of mind at Holton Dental.
The 2022 private treaty bull sale is underway now for Rinkus Cattle Company at Holton. A sale catalog is available online at rinkescattle.com or text or call at 785-845-5272.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights, the right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizens State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizens State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
More memories for the Big 7 League and specifically for the Royal Valley Panthers School coming here at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Royal Valley's advance to the 3A state championship game tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Panthers will await the winner of defending champ Heston against Tays TMP. Heston probably a heavy favorite in that matchup, and that'll be tomorrow at 4 here in Hutchinson as Royal Valley takes care of business, winning the semifinal over Southeast of Saline, 60-52, the final score. The Trojans outscored the Panthers 22-15 in the fourth quarter, but they were down by 15 coming into this final period. The first half was the difference as Royal Valley exerted themselves early, grabbed a commanding lead, and never looked back. The Panthers were ahead 14-2 early on in this contest. They were ahead 31-20 and 4 points, as close as the game got in the final minute for Southeast of Saline, who will play for third tomorrow at 12 noon. Their record now 21-4 as Royal Valley wins it 60-52. A couple of the team stats. Royal Valley makes 41% for the game. They shot 50% in the first half, but then cooled off quite a bit. 18 of 44 shots made for the Panthers. They were 4 of 11 from three-point land, 0 for 5 on threes for Royal Valley in the second half. But two nights ago, they made 23 out of 26 free throws in the win against Girard. Today, they also get 26 free throws, and they make 20 of them, 77%. Pretty darn good. Keep shooting free throws like that, you win a lot of games, and Royal Valley's done that. They're 24-1 now on the season. They make 20 of 26 free throws here today. Southeast of Saline made 9 out of 12 free throws, and they hit 4 triples in the fourth quarter to finish 7 of 21 from 3-point land total, but they only shot 35% in the game. They made 18 out of 52 shots. They actually put up 8 more shots than Royal Valley and made the same number of field goals. But just like it was on Wednesday, free throw shooting, a big difference. And the Panthers shoot a lot more, make a lot more, and win it here again today. 60-52, the final. Let's go ahead and give you the individual statistics for Southeast of Saline. They were led by Nikari Moracle-Palmer with 17 points. Two others in double digits. Daniel Kerr hit 3 threes to score 11. Luke Gebhardt hit a couple threes and scored 8 of his 10 in the fourth quarter. Eli Sawyer's coming off a 22-point game Wednesday. Never really got going. He made just 2 field goals here this afternoon, and he finished with 6 points. He also fouled out with just under 6 minutes remaining. And 2 points apiece for Drake Augustine and Caden Isaacson to round out the Trojan offense here today. Individual numbers for Royal Valley. Brady Klotz has a game-high 21 points. Klotz had 12 rebounds as well. He went 6 of 8 from the free throw line, 1 of 2 on three-pointers. And oh, by the way, Klotz had 4 assists, 2 blocks, and 3 steals. What a monster performance by Brady Klotz. 21 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, a three-pointer, 6 of 8 from the foul line. And Mr. Brady Klotz is today's Player to Bank On, brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. But he had plenty of help, as the Panthers always do. Their 4 elite seniors all get to double digits and account for all 60 Royal Valley points today. Brady Klotz with 21. It was Knoxville Wessick with 16. 13 for K.J. Miller for the second straight game. And Mason Thomas finished with 12. Thomas made 6 free throws. And, made 7 of 9 free throws and a 3-pointer as well. 1 field goal, the 3-pointer made by Mason Thomas. Again, Royal Valley wins it 60-52. We owe you one more timeout. Want to thank a few more of our local state broadcast sponsors and our sports boosters making the live action possible here from Hutch today. And we'll be back tomorrow right here on 103.9, the Royal Valley's 3A Boys State Championship game live from Hutch. More postgame coming up presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. The name to know whether you're buying or selling. Of course, they specialize in ag and recreational real estate, but now heavy in the residential market as well, as they've welcomed the Fox Legacy team, Craig and Constance Fox, to Be Outdoors Real Estate, our exclusive postgame show sponsor. Coming back to wrap it up for Hutch after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice, is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local, skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back with you one final time today from the Hutchinson Sports Arena. We'll do it again tomorrow as the Royal Valley boys will play for the 3A state championship here in Hutch. 60-52, the final. Royal Valley defeats Southeast of Saline. Royal Valley will either face Heston, the number 2 seed, who's 23-1, and the defending 3A boys state champions. or Hayes TMP, who upset Galena in double overtime on Wednesday night. That Heston TMP Hayes boys game coming up at 6 o'clock this evening here in Hutchinson. They got a girls game getting ready to start now, which is the Silver Lake Lady Eagles taking on the Goodland Cowgirls in Hutch. Our next action is not till 8 o'clock tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Still two more semifinal games for you later this evening. I'm going to head to Manhattan, and we'll broadcast the Valley Falls Boys 2A semifinal against the St. Mary's Bears. That's at 8 o'clock tip time tonight in Manhattan here on 103.9 KNZA. And the Centralia Girls also tip at 8 tonight in their 1A semifinal from Dodge City. Undefeated Centralia Girls against Burlingame. That's also an 8 o'clock tip tonight on 92.1 KMZA. Both Hanover teams alive in the semifinals as well. Both Hanover teams play tonight 6-8 in Great Bend in 1A Division 2. But no live broadcast for Hanover here on our MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, Royal Valley got off to a great start, led 16-4 at the end of a quarter, and really never looked back. I didn't feel like from the end of the first quarter on that this game was ever in jeopardy. Up 11 at halftime, up 15 coming into the third quarter. I know Southeast hit four threes and cut it to 4 points there in the closing few seconds, but Royal Valley, way too good of a free throw shooting team. They made 23 of 26 Wednesday. Tonight, they make 20 of 26 from the free throw line again. And a big game for Brady Klotz, filling up the stat sheet as the Panthers get the win by 8. And we'll be in that championship game tomorrow afternoon, 4 o'clock, right here on FM 103.9 KNZA, live from Hutch and live online at MSCSports.net. Brady Klotz, our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company player to bank on, with his 21-point, 12-rebound, 4-assist, 3-steal, and 2-block effort here today, making 6 of 8 free throws and a 3-pointer to boot. As the Panthers advance, this is their second state win in school history in boys state tournament basketball, and now have a chance to win it all like the girls for Royal Valley did here in 2019. They did that with Kyle Porter, sits across from me right now, getting ready to coach the Silver Lake girls here in their 3A state semifinal. But that'll wrap it up for this broadcast. Until I talk to you from Manhattan in about 4 hours, my thanks to studio engineer Kurt Kilman, all of our great local state basketball tournament sponsors making the broadcast possible. This has been Justin Fluke. I'll talk to you from MHK in 4 hours here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.